The posters, and I'm assuming you are referring to the posters that we use outdoors on poles and billboards, they're usually kept very simple. Our colors we've adopted a long time ago, so you have our solid red background, the yellow font, and we've been consistent with that over the years. We don't have too much design on it. It's just the message. It's Vote EFF. It's Land and Jobs Manje. You have the logo of the organization. We have the face of the president on some of them with Lands and Jobs Manje. And of course, because it's local government elections, you have councillor candidate posters that are put up in the communities or the wards that they are contesting. And there again, it's their picture and it's Vote EFF. The 1st of November, so we don't try to overdo it. You want to keep the wording on there as simple as possible, because you are competing. There's also other political parties that have posters up, so you just want to get something as catchy and as simple as possible. We don't have marketing specialists or designers. I mean, in our experience, we've had people come and pitch, and they are generally far removed from the realities of what South Africa is experiencing. But this is also the wonderful thing about the economic freedom fighters, is that not only do we have brilliant minds, we also have creative minds. And we also have people, and the people who lead us are in touch with the reality of what the majority of South Africans are facing here in the country. The dire social and economic conditions of our people is not something that we hear about via the news. It's something that we see when we go to the communities, and which we have seen, for example, all our leadership, all the national officials have been crisscrossing across the country or in their provinces of deployment, in God-forgotten municipalities and addressing people. But prior to that, we had consultative meetings that informed what we should or how we should conceptualize our manifesto as well. So when you have a brilliant minds, when you have creative minds, and you have leaders that are also know what is going on in South Africa and the dire situation that South Africans are faced, it's very easy when all those three come together. Hence, the EFF is a party who is able to very quickly and easily capture the realities of South Africans, because we see it, we live it, and we feel it. South Africans are conscientized. Elections are coming up on the 1st of November. They know that they have to vote. So anything that is going to remind them that they need to go and vote on the 1st of November, that they must vote EFF, whether it's a poster, whether it's an ad on TV, or whether it's something on social media, you use all avenues available to be able to access South African voters. And remind them that it's their responsibility to go and vote wisely, and vote the economic freedom fighters.